Let's go ahead and start our Hebrew class tonight in chapter 11, if you'd open up your books to page 95. I gathered from the class last week and the comments afterwards that we may need to go over some of these principles just a little more, so we shall do that. Look at page 95 at the big old chart in the top half of the page. The letters in dark, starting in the upper right-hand column where it says Eshmor, the Sheen, Mem, Resh are the three root letters of the verb Shamar. Okay? You can replace those three letters with, say, Zachar or most any other word. What is in the outline form before it is what we call the signal letter for the imperfect tense. Imperfect, of course, means action which is not yet completed. So notice Eshmor, underneath it says, I will guard. Whenever you see the Aleph appended to the front of an imperfect verb, the Aleph stands for what? I will. Because it's imperfect, I will. The next one down, Tishmor, again, you can replace the Sheen, Mem, Resh with any of the other verb roots that you know. The T up front, the Tav. The Tav represents either you or she. We need to look at the word more to know whether it's you or she and which form of you if it's you. Some of it you get from context. If the subject is Leah, Tishmor is going to be what? She. And if it's Avraham, is going to be you will guard, is going to have something to do with. And Abraham said to his buddy, come the 16th of November, you will guard the store. Okay. Tishmori, notice you've got the Tav up front, which is you or she. But then at the end of the word, there's a suffix, the Hirek Yod, which makes the long E sound. That's your signal that this is you feminine. You feminine is the only E ending in an imperfect verb from anything we've learned so far. So Eshmor, I will guard, Tishmor, you will guard, masculine singular, Tishmori, you will guard, feminine singular. And notice Eshmor and Tishmor were two syllables. Tishmori is how many syllables?
Three.
Because there's a syllable for every pronounceable vowel. Underneath that you have Yishmor. The Yod, as the signal of the imperfect, means he will. He will guard. Tishmor at the bottom is she will guard. Remember, the Tav is you or she, depending upon context. In the upper left-hand column, we have Nishmor. Nishmor, we will guard. The Nun is the signal letter in the imperfect for we. And what is the pronoun we? Anachnu. Anachnu. Hear that? Nun, Anachnu. Nishmor, Anachnu, Nishmor. We will guard. And then the next one, Tishmaru, begins with the Tav, and you think, oh, you were she, but that U ending is plural, and there is no she plural, exactly. So it's you will guard. The next one, Tishmorna, the Tav up front says you were she, and na is the plural you ending in the feminine. So tishmor na, you will guard, feminine plural. The next one, yishmaru, you see the yod and you think he, but then you see the u at the end and say that's plural. He is singular, so this is they, masculine. A bunch of he's is going to be a they. Not he thens, but a bunch of he's is going to be they. And tishmor na, they will guard, feminine. Notice you will guard feminine and they will guard feminine. It's exactly the same. Then how do you know which it is? From context. If you're talking to somebody, that's you. If you're talking about somebody, that's they.
Question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Now, we have learned these words like that's a shamar.
Uh-huh.
And now, because it has this...
In the imperfect, the vowels imperfect, are different.
It changes the beginning of it. Instead of being Shamar, it's Ishmar.
Correct. the pa'al verbs have the ah vowel in the perfect tense only. The imperfect has stronger vowels so that you know whether it's perfect or imperfect. If they were all ah-ahs, then we'd go crazy. We wouldn't know if it was perfect tense or imperfect. So whenever you see these strong vowels like the O's and the E's, you didn't find that in perfect tense. So you're going to say, even before you look at the signal letter, those vowels tell me it's imperfect. And the signal letters tell me it's imperfect. Let's take the verb zachar. He remembered. Student number 3, how would you say, I will remember? Look at your word here. Look at Eshmor. Look at your Eshmor and just replace the 3 root letters. As kor.
As kor.
Right. Look at your word. As kor. Student number 4. Take the verb malak. He ruled. How do you say, I will rule? Replace the sheen, the maim, and the resh with the 3 root letters of malak, and you get?
Tinoach.
I will begins with an aleph. Esh.
Oh, esh.
Lok.
Esh lok.
Uh-huh. There is no ah vowel in the imperfect. Sorry. That's a perfect tense vowel. So just replace the root letters, leave the vowels and the syllabization, everything essentially the same. Eshmor, Eskor, Emlok, F. Tok. Actually, I think it was F-tok, but that's unusual. So if I say Aleph, it's what? I. Tav. You are she. Yod.
He.
Noon.
We.
And that's all the signal letters up front there are. With that in mind, let's look at page 97. There are 3 primary vowel patterns. Most of them are like shamar. Do you see shamar?
Mm-hmm.
Put your finger on shamar. Underneath that it says eshmor. If we replaced it with zachar be eskor, with malak imlok, and tishmor, etc. Now go to the middle column, shalach. Shalach is different because of that chet at the end. So, eshlach is I will send. It does have the ah vowel, but only after the second root letter, not in the first syllable. Why is it eshlach? Because that chet requires different vowels. Do you remember, did I ever tell you that Hebrew is meant to be sung? And the syllabization and the vowels will change sometimes depending upon what it takes to make the melody flow. That's why you never or almost never see 2 hard baits in a row. Baba causes you to stumble. So it's going to be uva normally. Uva, because that will flow. Tishlach, tishlachi, yishlach, etc. And then the third type are those that have an aleph at the end. What's different about an aleph at the end? It's silent. So we have echra, tichra, tichra'i. So this shalach column and kara column are the exceptions as opposed to the rules. But those that have similar root letters will follow these similar patterns.
Does hayah,
hayu,
what is those letters?
You know,
for was.
Hayah, he was, becomes yeah. I will be, yeah.
Does it fit in the pattern?
It's more the kara pattern, but it actually has an eh as the second vowel, yeah. So it's even a little more
different.
We'll just wait to get there.
And if the word starts with an aleph, and you're going to use an aleph for the signal letter.
If the word begins with an aleph, and you're going to have an aleph as a signal letter, you're going to hit a topic of another chapter, chapter 12, called a drop letter imperfect. Let's immerse ourselves in chapter 11 before we learn chapter 12.
Okay, 12. I'm game for that.
Okay. With that in mind, let's go over to page 100. We're on exercise number 5. You guys made it all the way through part 4 of number 5, although it was difficult for you. You did it, and you did it well. So let's look at number 5 together. If you'd echo me, please. Let me give you a chance to find it. He just wants to get all his notes together. Im. Hana'ar. Yichtov. La Na'ara. Va'az. Yishlach. Kesef. Vazahav. El. Hana'ara. Sounds like a Valentine's Day reading, doesn't it? Who? Yiftach. Et? Lev. Hana'ara. Ve'et? Nefesh. Hana'ara. Le'olam. Alrighty, student number 1. If we will translate that sentence, please, word by word. What is im when it's spelled with an aleph?
If
Hana'ar,
a young man, or the young man.
The young man, uh-huh. Yichtov, what is katav?
it's right.
Katav is right, so yichtov. What does that yod tell you?
He will write.
Mm-hmm. So it's imperfect. You're correct. So if the young man will write... What's la na'ara?
Right. To a young woman.
Va'az.
Then.
And then. Yishlach. What is shalak?
Shalak is send.
So yishlach.
He will send.
Correct. Kesef.
Silver.
Silver, the zahav.
And gold.
El.
To.
Hana'ara.
The young woman.
Yeah, now it's the
and
young woman.
The young woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Comma, who.
He.
Yiftach. What is patach?
Patach is open.
So yiftach.
He will open.
Et. Et is the direct object marker. Lev Hana'ara is a word pair.
Her heart.
Not her heart.
The young woman's heart.
The heart of the young woman. In Hebrew, you cannot say the young woman's heart.
Okay.
The heart of the young woman.
The et.
And. Nefesh Hana'ara.
That's soul.
But it's a word pair.
Okay. The young woman.
The soul of the young woman, le'olam. Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful. Compare that to last week, and I think you're going to be very pleased. All right, student number 2.
Yes.
What word is underlined?
It is Hana'ar.
Hana'ar is underlined, and it's replaced in letter aleph by? I don't see any noons.
Oh.
I see.
Ha'achim.
Right, ha'achim. What is the ha part?
The ach.
Brother. Im. Oh. Right, plural. So the brothers. Would be they.
Masculine.
They masculine. So yichtov has to change to what? How do you say the masculine plural will write?
Yichtavu.
Yeah, we have to keep the same root letters.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do have tav there.
That's all right. So there's the yod in the beginning and an u at the end. Yichtavu. Okay, how about yishlach?
Would be yishlachu.
Yishlachu is correct. Comma, who, that has to change because that's he. And you said they. What's Hebrew for they?
Hema.
Hema, mm-hmm. Yiftach.
Would be Yiftachu.
Yiftachu, that is correct. The rest of the sentence remains the same. Beautiful, beautiful. Student number three. What is your word at letter bait?
Atah.
Atah, what does atah mean?
You masculine singular.
You masculine singular. So what is the signal letter for you?
Yod. No.
No, that's he.
Tav,
correct. So tav is a signal letter for you or she. So you masculine plural. Yichtav. Yichtov becomes?
Tichtov.
Uh-huh. The yod gets replaced with the tav. Nothing else changes. Uh-huh. Tichtov. Yishlach becomes?
Tishlach.
Tishlach, correct. Comma, who, that has to get replaced. How do you say you?
Atah.
Atah. Yivtach becomes?
Tiftach.
Tiftach, exactly. So the yods in Yichtov, Yishlach, and Yivtach get replaced by Atah. Easy, huh?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I didn't get that. Finished.
That's okay, so. But we can talk through it.
Okay.
Letter Gimel, the word is on knee. It's good enough for me. What is on knee?
I.
And the signal letter for I is an aleph. So, yich tov is going to become ech tov. On number five, im ani, if I, ech tov. Yeah, the vowel softens with the aleph, ech tov. And yishlach, the very same thing happens. The yi gets replaced by eh.
Eshlach.
Eshlach. Mm-hmm. And kama hu becomes kama ani, of course. And yiftach, the yi gets replaced by eh. And it becomes?
Eftach.
That's right. So ech tov, eshlach, and eftach. That is correct. See, I knew you could do it. Well, okay. Student number five, letter dalet. What is your word, please?
Atim.
Ooh.
You masculine plural.
You masculine plural. So what's the signal letter for you?
It's going to be a tav in the front.
Tav in the front.
In the back.
And an ooh in the back. Why the ooh? Because it's plural. Okay. So yichtov is going to become?
Tichtavu.
Tichtavu. Uh-huh. Right. Just like you said. Yishlach becomes?
Tishlachu.
Tishlachu. Mm-hmm. And who gets replaced with a tam? Duh. And then yiftach becomes?
Tiftachu.
Right. Tiftachu. So you replace the yod with a tav and put an u at the end, which of course makes one more syllable. Right? So yich. Tavu, tishlachu, and tiftachu, if I said them right. I got to listen to me better. Okay, number six. Because student number one had to do all that hard work on number one.
I'm learning about it.
Okay. First, echo me on number six, everybody. It says David.
David.
Yiftach.
Yiftach.
Et
ha-ohel
v'hu yimtza
dam
al cherev. So this is the Halloween reading. Yaakov
va'az
yikra
el
ha-kohanim
asher
Shamru.
Et.
Hamakom. You guys know me. For the folks on cassette tape land, I don't do Valentine's Day or Halloween.
Me neither.
Okay, good. But student number one, what is David?
David.
Yiftach.
Will open.
That's the direct object marker. Ha-ohel.
Tent.
Vahu.
And he.
Yimtza.
Will find.
Dom.
Blood.
All.
Over.
Or in this case, upon. Upon, either of those. Cherev.
Sword.
The sword of Yaakov.
Jacob.
Uh-huh. It's the sword of Jacob because it's a word pair, and if the last word of a word pair is definite, the whole word pair is definite. How do you say a sword of Jacob? The answer is you cannot. It's not possible in Hebrew.
The sword of Jacob.
The Oz.
And then.
Yichra. Yichra. Mm-hmm. What's kara? Call or proclaim. So yikra.
He called.
Yikra. Will call.
Will call.
He will call.
To.
Hakohanim.
The priests.
Asher.
Asher. Who guard.
Who? Shamru. Guarded.
Et. The place.
Direct object marker, Hamakom, the place. Yeah. Very good. So David will open the tent, and he will find blood on the sword of Jacob, and then he will call to the priests who guarded the place. Notice they went with guarded in the perfect tense, because that's different from all the others. Okay. So letter Aleph, student number one.
He means?
She. So what's the signal letter in the imperfect for she?
Tav.
That's correct. So yiftach becomes? The yod gets replaced by the tav.
Tav.
Say yiftach for me.
Yiftach.
And now replace the yod with a tav and it becomes tiftach.
Tiftach.
Yeah, like T-I-F.
Tach.
Like a clock. Tiftach. Tiftach.
Tiftach.
Uh-huh. But who, that's and he, but you mean?
That would be the...
Vahi, right? Mm-hmm. So yimtza, replace the yod with a tav and you get? It's yimtza. Yimtza, replace the yod with a tav and you get?
Timtza.
Right. Dama cherev Yaakov doesn't change. Va'az Yichra becomes, how do you say, she will call? Three words from the end of the sentence or the line.
Tikra.
Uh-huh. So it's Tiftach, Timtza, and Tikra. I won't ask you what you do with Shamru, because that's a trick question. You don't do anything with Shamru. Because that goes with the priests, and they didn't change.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
That's it, Tom.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say those four for me again. The first one is...
Tiftach. And then Vahi, of course.
Vahi.
And then Timtza.
Team
Sa. And then Tikra.
Uh-huh. Okay. Got it.
Tikra. Good. Student number two. What is your word?
Anoki.
Anoki. What is that?
It's I.
I. What is the signal letter for I in the imperfect?
It will be the Aleph.
Aleph. So yiftach becomes?
Eftach.
Right. Eftach is correct. Vahu becomes, how do you say and I?
Vanochi.
Vanochi, uh-huh. Yimza becomes?
Imza.
Emza.
Emza. Mm-hmm.
Close enough for me. Yigra becomes?
Ekra.
Ekra, correct. Anything else you want to change?
No.
Good. I don't either. Letter Gimel, student number three. What is your word, please?
Ata.
Ata means?
You masculine singular.
So what is the signal letter in the imperfect for you masculine singular?
Tav.
Tav. So yiftach becomes?
Tiftach.
Tiftach. Vahu becomes?
Ata.
Vata. Yimza becomes?
Timza.
Timza. Yigra becomes?
Tikra.
Tikra. It sounds like y'all are getting this a little more easily this week. You think so? Oh, maybe I shouldn't ask that. Letter Dalet. Are we up to student number four?
Sure.
What is your word at letter Dalet?
Atem.
Atem. What is Atem?
You masculine plural.
You masculine plural. So what signal letter goes up front?
It's the... The Tav.
The Tav, uh-huh. But because it's plural, something goes on the end.
Ooh.
Ooh, uh-huh. So a Tav in the front, ooh in the end. So Yivtach becomes?
Tivtachu.
Right, Tivtachu. Yimsa becomes?
It's a ten in there, right?
Yeah, but I know you know how to do that.
Timsu.
Right. Timsu. And then there's one more. Yikra becomes?
That would be teak.
No. Yes.
Teak ra'u.
Teak ra'u.
Teak ra'u.
Uh-huh. So yikra gets the tav up front, teak ra, and then u at the end, teak ra'u.
Okay.
Yep. Good. Student number five, letter hey, what you got?
Anachnu.
Oh, our first Anachnu. I like them. What's the signal letter for Anachnu?
Noon.
Noon. Anything at the end?
No.
No, just a noon up front. So Yivtach becomes?
Niftach.
Yimsa becomes?
Nimza.
And Yikra becomes?
Nikra.
Nikra. Beautiful. Student number one, you get another one on this one. Aren't you lucky? What is your... what is your word at letter Vav?
That's
Haim. Haim, which is?
They.
They, masculine. So what goes up front? What's the signal letter for they masculine? Is a yod.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you get a ooh, because it's plural. So yivtach becomes? Nope. All that happens with yivtach is you put an ooh at the end. So yivtach. Yiftachu, right. Yimsa?
And then, let's see. Yimsa would be Yimsa-bu.
Yimsa-u. Mm-hmm. And Yikra?
Yikra would be the same thing. Yim would be Tom.
Yikra-u. Not a vu, just an u. So yiftachu, yimtza'u, and yikra'u. So all you do is just add an u to the end. You got a question there, student number two?
Because I'm a little confused. Because I wrote them, or I was pronouncing them differently, I guess. Because like, for you will guard.
You will guard.
The herrick on the third letter. I was saying it rude.
What herrick on a third letter?
I mean, is that a ha? No,
it's an O. It's a
T-shamar.
Tell me what the word is.
Shamar.
Shamar. So be
shamar. T-shamar? Is that what you have there?
Yeah.
So what raises a question? Tishmor? Or
the vowel, I think.
Yeah, the vowel. Is that vowel that vowel on every third letter?
Mostly, uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So okay. It's a long O vowel for the most part in the standard imperfect.
Okay.
You've got those other two columns where the vowels are different, but most of them will be a more.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yishmor, tishmor, eshmor, eshlok, tishlok.
I'm just double checking myself.
That's understood.
A little better today.
It is. It's a whole lot better today. I think we should go back and start exercise 5 over, but I won't do that. I know.
Maybe next week.
Exercise 6. Look how much you know, exclamation mark. They sure take a lot for granted, but you guys do. You know a lot. Here are some direct quotes from the Bible. It says, some of the words in the Bible appear with irregular or unusual spellings. That's why I don't get too hung up on exactly what is the vowel supposed to be, because sometimes in the Bible, the vowel will be different. And I don't want people's heads to explode as they go, but that's not the right vowel. Well, you know.
Didn't God know what he was doing?
Yep. So look at number 1, student number 2, from Genesis chapter 32. And the verse numbers here are from a Hebrew published Bible, so the verse numbers can differ somewhat. But what does that number 1 say in Hebrew?
Ra'iti.
Elohim.
Panim.
El.
Panim.
Panim. So what's that in English? Ra'iti is from Ra'ah.
Ra'ah is saw or see.
Uh-huh. So Ra'iti, who saw? What does that T at the end mean?
I.
So I saw Elohim.
God.
Panim.
Space.
Face. L.
Two.
Panim. Face. So I saw God face to face. You're now learning, you're actually reading Bible verses. They're not the most complicated ones in the Bible yet, but these are real verses. So number 2, student number 3 from Exodus chapter 7.
Hayah.
Dam.
Bechol.
Bechol.
Oh, yeah. Eretz.
Eretz.
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim. Uva Eitzim. Right. What is Hayah?
There was.
Dam.
Blood.
Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim is a word pair string.
In all the land of Egypt.
In all of the land of Egypt. Uva Eitzim. What's the U?
And.
The Va?
In.
Va in the.
In the, yeah.
What's eight? Tree.
Oh,
so Eitzim?
Trees.
Trees, right. There was blood in all of the land of Egypt and in the trees.
That's not a verse I'm real familiar with.
No. But if we went and looked, they have dot, dot, dot. If we put the dot, dot, dot and fill all that in, it's actually going to be, it's the something of wood, you know, I believe, if I recall correctly. But number 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12. Who wrote Ecclesiastes? Solomon. In Ecclesiastes, he calls himself Kohelet. Kohelet means the leader of the assembly. So he's talking about himself as the leader of the people. He speaks on behalf of the people. So that's what Kohelet is. So how would you read number 3?
Ani.
Kohelet.
Hayiti. Melech.
All.
Yisrael.
Berushalayim. Now, what is that? What's Ani?
I.
Kohelet. Hayiti
was
Melech,
king
all
over
Israel, Berushalayim,
in Jerusalem,
correct. That's one reason we know it was Solomon, because he's the king over the people in Jerusalem after the death of King David. And who followed David? Solomon did. Student number 5, number 4, Exodus 15. What does it say?
first word is a tetragrammaton. So
first word's a tetragrammaton.
Replace it with the Lord.
So replace it with the Lord.
Will rule.
Imloch will rule.
Forever and ever.
Le'olam va'ed, forever and ever.
I have to read it in Hebrew, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're just so fluent, you're just translating it on the fly. Sadonai Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed is the Lord will rule forever and ever. Excellent. Amen. Page 101. A Tall Tale. Adapted from the Little Red Hen. If y'all remember that story. New vocabulary. In the upper right-hand corner, echo me please, Echad. Where have you heard Echad before? In the Shema, the Lord is one. So Echad means one. Zerah is seed or descendant. In this case, it's seed, because it's seed that's being planted. And the accent's on the first syllable, Zerah. Third word is Dagon. Dagon means grain. Grain. Dagon. Then we have a verb, zarah, which means he planted, as in he planted seeds. Notice zera and zara are spelled with the same three root letters, because what do you plant? Seeds. Mm-hmm. The next word is ka'asher. Ka'asher means when. Asher is that which, who, where, etc. Ka'asher is when. The bottom of the list by itself is ochal. Ochal. Notice the aleph. That's a signal letter. From what somebody asked me about earlier, the verb eat is achal. What happens when a verb starts with the letter aleph? It's called a drop letter imperfect. So the aleph drops off and gets replaced with an aleph. And the verb ochal means I will eat. Upper left-hand side, tov.
Tov
is good. Tov, what? Lila tov. Good night. Yom tov. Good day. Boker tov. Good morning. Erev tov. Good evening. I don't know if there is a Hebrew word for afternoon in the Bible, but there could be. Next word, katsar. Katsar is to reap. He reaped. Katsar. Where have we seen that word before? In the book of Ruth. Didn't we start Ruth at the end of chapter 10? Do we have to remember that? No. Okay. Katsar, he reaped. Ya'aseh. Asa means he made. Ya'aseh, he will make. E'aseh, I will make. So those are the imperfect from Asa.
Say that, I will make again.
E'aseh. There are three E vowels in a row. E, eser. The middle one, notice the Shiva, all that does is shorten it. E, eser. E, eser. Right. And the last word on the left-hand side is rach. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have gone kh. It's rock. Rock. The kof doesn't go kh, but you get so accustomed to it, it gets to be fun. Rach only. All righty. We're back to student number one. If you would read me the first sentence in Hebrew, please, one word at a time.
Yom.
Yom.
Yom. Echad.
Echad.
Asha.
Isha.
Isha. Halakha.
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 Uh-huh.
Baderech.
Baderech.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Vahi.
Vahi.
This one. Misha.
Matz'ah.
Matz'ah.
Mm-hmm. Matzah, right?
Okay. Let's see here.
This one accents on the first syllable.
Yes. Az. No, zar.
Zira.
Zara.
Mm-hmm. Zara.
Zara.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Zara. Yeah, I see that up there. You just told us.
Zara. Yes. Zara. Mm-hmm.
And then Dagon.
Dagon.
All.
All. One more word.
Haaretz.
Haaretz. Mm-hmm. Everybody echo me, please. Yom.
Yom.
Echad.
Echad.
Isha.
Isha.
Halcha.
Halcha.
Baderech.
Baderech.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Matzah.
Matzah.
Zera.
Zera.
Dagon.
Dagon.
All.
All.
Haaretz. Now, translate it for me, please. Yom Echad. Yom Echad. One day. Isha.
A woman.
A woman. Halcha.
Walked.
The next one is a word pair. Baderech Hamelech.
On the road to the king.
On the road king. Of the king, right? Vahi.
She.
And she. Matzah. And
Found.
Zera Dagon.
Seed of grain.
A seed of grain. All.
On.
On. Haaretz.
The land.
Excellent. The land. Good, good. Student two, sentence two.
Okay.
He.
Lakha.
Et.
Hazera.
Vahi. Vahi.
Ha-cha.
Ha-baita. Right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now let's translate. He.
She.
Lak-cha.
Took.
Et hazera.
The seed.
The seed. Vahi.
And she.
Ha-cha.
Went. To the house.
Toward the house. That's the at the end, the of direction, toward the house. Student number three, third sentence.
Hamishpacha.
Hamishpacha.
Haita.
Haita.
Babait.
Babait.
Ha'av.
Habain.
Habain.
V'habat. V'habat. Everybody, please. Hamishpacha.
Hamishpacha.
Haita.
Haita.
Babait.
Babait.
Ha'av,
Habain,
V'habat.
V'habat.
And what is that in English? Hamishpacha?
The family.
The family. Haita?
Were.
Was. Was. Babait?
In the house.
In the house. Ha'av?
The father.
The father. Habain?
The son.
The son. V'habat.
And the daughter.
And the daughter. Correct. Next sentence, student number four, please.
Ha'isha.
Amra. Amra. La.
Mish.
Pacha. Pacha. So Ha'isha, Amra, La Mish Pacha.
Matzati.
Right, Matzati.
Zera. Dagon. Baderech.
Right. Echo me, please, everybody. Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Amra.
Amra.
La Mishpacha.
La Mishpacha.
Matzati.
Matzati.
Zera.
Zera.
Dagon.
Dagon.
Baderech. What's that mean? Student number four.
The woman.
The woman. Amra.
Crossed over?
Amra. What did she say?
Said.
Okay. The woman said, La Mishpacha.
To the family.
Matzati.
I will find.
I found.
I found.
Zera Dagon.
seed.
A seed
of
grain. Baderech.
On the road.
Right. Next sentence.
Me. Yisra.
Et.
Hazera.
Everybody, please. Me.
Yisra.
Et. Hazera. What does that mean?
Who will plant
the seed? So she found it. She wants to know who's going to plant it. Student number one, what's the first answer?
Lo. Ani. Amar.
Ha'av.
Ha'av.
Yep. Echo me, please, everybody. Lo.
Ani.
Amar.
Ha'a.
What's that mean?
Not I. Said the father.
Number two.
Lo.
Ani.
Amar.
Habain. Everybody. Lo ani.
Amar.
Habain. Which means?
Not I.
Said the son. Next student.
Lo, Ani,
Amra,
Habat.
Yeah, see, they have to go from masculine to feminine to make sure we can catch the changes. Everybody, Lo, Ani, Amra, Habat, which means?
Not I,
said the daughter. Do you want to change seats with somebody?
Yes. Okay. Not now.
The next one?
All right, next sentence.
Ha'isha. Amra.
Ani.
Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
Et.
You were right. Hazera.
Hazera.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, please.
Ha'isha.
Amra.
Ani.
Ezra.
Et.
Hazera. What's Ha'isha?
The woman.
Amra.
Said.
Ani.
I.
Ezra.
I gotta find Ezra. I don't.
Oh, it's the verb.
The seed?
Nope.
Everybody's playing.
Zara is the verb. Ezra is imperfect. What's the aleph mean?
Oh, plant.
Uh-huh. So what's the aleph mean on front, the signal letter?
That's I.
I, right.
I will.
Uh-huh. I will plant.
Plant.
Uh-huh. So the woman said, I will plant. Hazera.
The seed.
Right. The woman said, I will plant the seed. She probably did it with a, yeah. I will plant the seed. Next sentence.
I don't know about
yet,
but by the end, I'm sure.
Va'az.
He.
Lakha.
Et.
Hazera.
Vehi.
Zara.
Et.
Hazera.
Basadeh.
Ayad.
Habayit. Beautiful, everybody. Va'az. He. Lakha. Et. Hazera. Vahi. Yaz. I'm sorry, that's not right. Zara. Et. Hazera. Basadeh. Ayad. Habayit. What's that mean?
And then she took
the seed.
And she planted
the seed. Basadeh in the field.
Al-Yad
near
the house.
Habayit, the house. Right. Correct. But take a deep breath. Student number one. It's a longie, I know.
You don't worry.
Let's see here.
all of a sudden my brain's boggled. Is that that first word? I don't know.
That first word is three syllables, ka-asher.
Ka-asher, when she saw.
Right, but in Hebrew first.
Okay.
Ka-asher.
Ka-asher.
He.
Ra'iti.
Ra'ata.
Ra'ata. That's Dagon.
Dagon.
Vesada.
Vasada.
Vasada.
Two syllables. What did you drive here in?
Car.
And then ah at the end. Car ah.
Car ah.
Ha isha.
Ha isha. La mishpacha.
La mishpacha. Continue.
Ra'iti.
Say with some excitement.
Dagon.
Vasada.
Vasada.
Okay, everybody echo me, please. Ka'asher.
Ka'asher.
He.
He.
Ra'ata.
Ra'ata.
Dagon.
Dagon.
Vasada.
Vasada.
Kara.
Kara.
Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
La mishpacha.
La mishpacha.
Ra'iti. Dagon.
Vasada.
What's that mean?
When she saw. When she saw the.
It's not the.
Grain.
When she saw grain.
In the field.
She called. Who called?
She called to the family.
So the woman called.
Yeah, the woman called
to the family. Ra'iti.
I see.
Right. Perfect tense. I saw. Dagon.
The grain.
Nope, there's no ha.
Seed.
Just.
So I saw.
Grain. Basadeh.
In the field.
That's why she's so excited. I saw grain in the field. Student number two, what does she ask the family?
Me.
Yishmor.
Et. Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Mean. Ha-behemot.
Mm-hmm. Everybody please. Me.
Me.
Yishmor.
Yishmor.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Mean.
Ha-behemot. What does that mean?
Means who.
Who.
Will guard.
The grain.
From.
The cattle. Or the animals. Any answer, student number three?
Lo-ani.
Lo-ani.
Amar.
Amar.
Ha'af.
Ha'af. What does that mean?
Not I.
Said the father. Student number four, you got your wish. What's this one?
Lo-ani.
Amar.
Habain.
Or in English?
Not I, said the son.
And student number five?
Lo-ani.
Amra.
Habat,
which is?
Not I, said the daughter.
So, student number one, what did the mommy say?
The woman.
In Hebrew first.
Isha.
Ha-isha.
Amar.
Amra.
Amara.
Okay.
Oz.
Ashmore.
Ani.
Et.
Ha-dagon.
Echo me, please, everybody. Ha-isha.
Ha-isha.
Amra.
Amra.
Oz.
Ashmore.
Ani.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Or in English,
the woman
said
then I will plant.
I will guard.
Guard the grain.
The grain. Correct. Student number two.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Yasheva.
Just two syllables.
Yash.
Yashva. Yep.
Yashva.
Uh-huh.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Bachol.
Bachol.
Yom.
Yom.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Shamra.
Shamra.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Mean.
Mean.
Habahemot.
Habahemot. Beautiful. Everybody. Vahi.
Vahi.
Yashva.
Yashva.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Bachol yom.
Bachol yom.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Shamra.
Shamra.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Mean.
Mean.
Habahemot.
Habahemot.
Which means what?
She.
And she.
Sorry. And she sat.
Sat.
In the field.
In the field.
Every day.
Every day.
And she.
And she.
Guarded.
Guarded.
The grain.
The grain.
From.
From.
The cattle.
The cattle or the animals. Next one, please, student number three.
Yom.
Echad.
Ra'ata.
Ra'ata.
Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Ki.
Ki.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Basadeh.
Haya.
Tov.
Tov. Everybody, please. Yom Echad.
Yom Echad.
Ra'ata.
Ra'ata.
Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Ki.
Ki.
Hadagon. Basadeh. Haya.
Haya.
Tov. What's that mean?
One day.
She saw.
Who saw? The woman saw.
Uh-huh. So one day the woman saw.
That.
The grain.
In the field. Was good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Page 102. At the beginning of the page, student number four.
Okay.
He.
Kara. La Mishpacha.
La Mishpacha.
Ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Ki.
Ki.
Hadagon.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's a dalet. Hadagon.
Basadeh.
Haya.
Tov.
Look at dagon. That's kind of like what we say down in Georgia. Oh, doggone it. Right? Dagon. Yeah. Echo me, please. He. Kara. La Mishpacha. Ra'iti.
Ki.
Hadagon.
Basadeh.
Haya.
Tov.
What does that mean?
She.
Uh-huh. Kara.
Kara.
This is perfect tense.
Okay, so she reaped?
Nope, she called.
Called,
uh-huh.
It's a lot like that.
Except there's no zade in it. Katsar right. Has right. A zade in it.
She called.
To the family. Mm-hmm.
I saw.
I saw.
With?
Nope. Key is that.
I saw that.
Hadagon.
Hadagon is the grain.
The grain. Basadeh.
In the field.
Haya.
Was.
Tov. Good. Nice. Student number five.
Me.
Yik Zor. There's the reaping.
Et.
Hadagon. Everybody. Me.
Me.
Yikdor.
Yikdor.
Et.
Hadagon.
Which means?
Who will reap? The grain.
Student number one.
Lo.
Ani.
Amar.
Ha'av. Which means?
Not I.
Not I.
Said the Father.
Said the Father. Number two.
Lo ani.
Lo ani.
Amar.
Habain. Which means?
Not I, said the Son.
Not I, said the Son. And number three.
Lo ani.
Amra.
Habat.
Habat. Which means?
Not I, said the daughter.
Not I, said the daughter. And this is where we'll stop for the week. And Lord willing, we'll pick up next Thursday with that Amra HaIsha at the top of page 102.